Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Parts of the western Mass town of Munson were obliterated by the tornado that hit the town June 1st. But recovery efforts are humming along, in part because of what's going on at the First Church of Munson, the Congregational Church, which lost its steeple, and where volunteers have been mobilizing since the very morning after the tornado hit. WBUR's Fred Tice reports that Munson could provide some useful lessons for other places hard hit by natural disasters.
The Red Cross has moved to the First Church with its clock lying twisted on the lumber-littered lawn. They've moved here from the town offices because they've recognized that this is where everyone in town is coming seeking help. Katria and Morgan O'Neill are two of the reasons that the church has become Rebuilding Central. The two sisters are from Munson.
We're the yellow house with the green shutters
and the yellow tag.
And the yellow tag.
A yellow tag means restricted occupancy. In the O'Neills' case, they can live there, but can't turn on their furnace until their chimneys are rebuilt. Katria was in the front yard as the tornado touched down.
My dad and my little brother pulled into the driveway right at that time, and then the lamppost next to them came out of the ground and flew across the yard. So we all ran down to the basement pretty fast, and the house shook for a while. And then we opened up the back basement door that looks over the valley now. It used to be just trees. You couldn't see anything.
Although the O'Neills are from Munson, they live in Cambridge now. Morgan is a PhD student at MIT.
I study hurricanes. Appropriately.
And I just graduated from Harvard. I studied political science.
Morgan knew that a graduating senior at Munson High School, Laura Soriel, had set up a Facebook page while the twister was bearing down on her house.
It had 1,000 members, and people were rapidly posting needs and abilities, and we thought, this is an incredible tool, and we need to link this up to the, you know, sort of the center of the storm response, and that happened to be the First Church, because we're so visible here. We lost our steeple. It's the most recognizable part of Munson, and people come here to donate things. But the church had absolutely no link and no knowledge of this Facebook site.
Morgan thought that by linking to the Facebook page, they could link people asking for help with people offering help almost immediately.
Our dad had an air card, and that's just something you plug into a laptop. You could get internet from a cell network. And then we started having someone make a First Church emergency account and then just start posting on the page. And it's turned out to be phenomenal.
Morgan says the moment First Church needs anything, fruit for the workers or burgers, someone fills the need.
We're sending out maybe 100 chainsaw workers daily. And we have
crews with water and lunch and snacks.
Yeah, our operation is massive. And the best, fastest way you can possibly get things you need is tell the internet. So we did that. So with Facebook, we find that we just post what we need and within half an hour, we've got it. It's incredible. I think that social networking has transformed emergency response, at least for our little town.
And it's not just the Facebook page, says Katria.
And we're putting those people together in real time. We're also creating a volunteer database with a person's name, their phone number, and then what their capability is or what the large donation item they're willing to give is. And then we have an Excel database that we can look through when somebody comes in and says, I need a dump truck. We have 5 people with dump trucks, and we have their phone numbers, and we can call them and have them on their way within half hour. I think that it's a really useful format for emergency response.
Morgan says community organizations should incorporate social networking into their emergency response plans.
Things need to be rewritten because people want to give, and they can using the internet, and we need to be able to tap that because people picking through debris and rubble don't sit at a computer asking for things, but we can. So if they walk up to us and say, hey, I need sunscreen, I got a bad burn, we can get that, you know, instantly.
Yeah, and also knowing what the community needs. In the first couple of days, very few people came to us asking for specific help because they didn't know that we could send it to them.
So Katria says the church started sending out volunteers.
People who knew the town, who knew the people here, to go from house to house and see what each family needed, who lived in the house, if they were yellow tagged, things like that, just to collect information. And then once the families talked to these people who were canvassing, they were able to say, oh, you can get a generator at the First Church? Like, you have an extra refrigerator? you can take this tree down, you know. People weren't aware of the help that was available.
The O'Neills say this is a really cool thing that's going on in Munson, and they say if they can do this with two laptops and a slow internet connection, it can be done anywhere. Munson is doing so well that they're helping other towns that were hit. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.